Hey, I know I'm not supposed to open the comms all that much, but do either of you know how to kill fungi?
Blowtorch might work. Try that out. Over.
I would, but I don't know where the blowtorches are.
We definitely have them in our supplies.
What are you trying to do exactly?
My favorite library got sealed over by the fucking fungi last night and stuff. It's great.
Over the course of one night.
Yeah. I don't know. I just did. Is this weird to you, talking and everything?
Not really.
Oh.
Kid, I was trained in dealing with isolation. The enemy used to use it against prisoners of war to manipulate us. So the military trained us to handle it. It's not your fault if you're rusty.
You were in the war?
Yep. Served for about 6 years during the American War.
Have you ever killed someone?
It's likely.
So why are you on the Nereidas in the first place?
You know, the standard monthly check of Nereids. I rotate between 10 of them throughout the year and oversee some stuff. I mean, I used to. Why are you here?
I was born here.
Ah, yeah. You're always keeping an eye on the kids in the Nereides. You know, you're kind of worried about you all.
Why?
Well, the Nereids are kind of a downer. You know that.
I do, but they aren't that bad if they're the only place you've ever been.
See, the thing is that when doing surveys, we always found that kids in these living vessels were about 50% more likely to develop depression and/or anxiety. The things we did to fix that problem were carried out by an indifferent crew, you know?
Wait, is that what those mandatory activities were for? No offense, but I hated those.
That's what I told them. But for some reason, they kept pushing for more talent shows, stuff like that.
One time, they had us play volleyball, and some kid stabbed another kid in the eye with a mechanical pencil.
I fired 3 people for that.
Another time, when we were playing basketball, I got hot coffee spilled all over me.
No one told me about that one.
Well, I mean, it wasn't that bad, so.
What's going on over there?
I'm trying something out. Naria, do you have any details on the mushrooms?
I'm having trouble classifying them in any meaningful way. They seem to be a mold that has grown from some sort of biomaterial in the east water supply. I don't know how it solidifies, how it grows so rapidly, nor its origins.
This stuff is previously undiscovered, right? That means I can name it.
Yes?
How about the jackass mold?
Any other name ideas, preferably less swear so I can say it?
The
The
concrete
concrete
mold?
mold? No, that wouldn't work. The annoying mold.
Stachybotrys pungens?
I think the annoying mold works better.
Okay.
We could get some microscopes so you can look at them better.
I think there's some in the observatory.
The observatory is completely flooded.
What?
I don't know why.
You're supposed to know why.
Well, I would know if I wasn't shut down.
There are some microscopes in the school hall.
So we'll use those.
The observatory, one of the most secure areas in the ship, is down. Maybe we should try focusing on that.
It's internal flooding.
That's still not good.
Calm down, Colonel.
I have every right to be panicking, Neera. This is. I need to know this stuff.
It's actually not that simple. There are a lot of things that you wouldn't understand about the situation.
You know what? Fine. Okay. Okay, I'm done talking with you, Neera. Please close comms.
Closing comms.
Naria?
Yes.
You can't lie, right?
Of course not. Do you think I have been?
No, it's just important to know, I guess. Naria? Day 178. I'm not alone. It's February 5th. Fuck. I hate this, and I hate everything, and I hate myself. This shower is covered in that slimy stuff like the kind on the ladder. I'm in the shower, by the way. I don't think it's the mold, because that shit hardens quickly, but I don't know. It's black. I never mentioned that the slime is black like oil and really slimy. That's... yeah. There's always a weird buzzing sound in here. It doesn't sound like anything I've heard, but... and of course the footsteps. I think I've forgotten to mention them. They still are, well, always there. Just in here it's worse. I don't know why, really, but... it's not scary. I've got a lot more things to be scared about than things I think I'm hearing. Why am I here, you ask? Naria can't listen to me. I don't know whether to trust her or not. You know, it's kind of overwhelming with all these people. I kind of miss having only Chatbot. Now, Ford's a crowd. And Chatbot's been really quiet, too. I'm not saying I trust Deborah, either. I trust one person, and that's me. This is worse than being alone, because now I'm angry and I can't do anything about it, since it's not like I can be an asshole to them, is what I mean. I could be an asshole chatbot. It didn't really care. It didn't hurt. It couldn't potentially kill me. It was so much easier to talk to it since it... That's ironic. Fucking hilarious. I actually liked talking to the chatbot. I forgot how hard it was to talk to people. I mean, I still have my log, but I still feel alone. My head hurts. It hurts all of a sudden. Why is it? Oh God, not you.
I see you've found company.
I'm not talking to you.
You don't have a choice.
I could wake up.
But the next time you close your eyes, you'll be here.
What even is this place?
The Beach of Dreams, the Beach of Parley, a perfect place for us to talk.
And what do you want from me?
You know the answer.
Fuck off, I don't know the answer. I just want to know why I'm here and why this is happening.
You need to remember.
Shut the fuck up, just answer my question.
You've encountered another living being, yes?
Stop ignoring me. Answer my question, please, just do it.
I see potential in you for power.
I don't care about power.
You will.
What about the dead body in the maintenance halls? Do you know anything about that?
A failed project, a decision I regret.
So you killed her?
No, another entity led to her death, to my chagrin.
And what does that mean?
It was her choice.
Just fine. Fine. At least we're playing 25 questions, so how old are you?
As old as the first living being, as young as the first breath.
And why are you a whale?
You're the one that's seen me as a whale.
Fuck you. God, I don't even know why I'm talking to you.
You do know, though.
Stop saying that. I don't know. I don't know.
Then try to remember.
No, 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 no. Fuck. Not this again. I'm Miriam. That's my name. I'm human. That's what and who I am. There's so much stuff to think that I can't process any of it. My head hurts. My breath is heavy. I can't think. I can't do this. My head hurts. What the hell is happening? What the hell are you doing to me? I'm suddenly aware of everything I'm doing. My body is suddenly too much and not enough. Apparently, I'm narrating myself.
You are.
Shut the fuck up. God, just get out of my head. Stop doing this. I don't know what you want, but I don't want this. It hurts so much. Stop, stop, stop. Stop, please, just stop. I can't do this. Why is this happening to me? What the hell is going on? Why is this all... Whoa, there's a lot more slime, mold, stuff. It's coagulated around my ankle and my leg is stuck. My fucking leg is stuck. This shit is gross. Just wonderful. Wonderful. This has been the Inky Water Episode 6. This episode was written by L. Gamester. This episode also featured the voices of Lee Gorman as Deborah Koleski, Grace Gamester as Naria, and L. Gamester as Miriam Clyde. Have a question or something fun to say? Check out our Twitter and Instagram, and also our Discord server. Thank you so much for listening, and can you hear that?